Our plans to move the National Maternity Hospital from Holles Street in Dublin city centre to the campus of St Vincent's Hospital down the road from us here in Dublin 4 are going to be further delayed. Those plans to move the hospital to allow it more room to expand have already been delayed for years because of problems over ownership of the hospital and the land and its religious ethos. And now the Taoiseach says he's concerned that the land will be rented by the state from a charity under a long lease. Our political reporter, Sandra Hurley, is with us. Sandra, what's happening?
Yes, well, we've had more developments today because the Taoiseach, Micheál Martin, has also been asked about the hospital. And he said that any new hospital should be owned by the public and should be built on public land. He said it wouldn't be satisfactory if the state did not have ownership. He said the government hadn't signed off on anything yet. The HSE and the Department of Health are still in negotiations with St Vincent's and with the National Maternity Hospital. And he said that enormous taxpayer money is at stake. The taxpayer, he said, should own the facility. But he urged all the stakeholders to reflect on that. And I understand where it's at the moment is those negotiations are still going on. Attempts are being made to reach an agreement on a legal framework for the new hospital. Now, the Minister, Stephen Donnelly, is working on bringing proposals to Cabinet in the next couple of weeks. There is some hope, I'm told, that that could be done within the next month or so, but no guarantee on that. And one proposal on the table is that this idea of a 99-year lease of the land back to the state, that one proposal is that that lease could be extended by another 50 years. The logic there is that the building after 150 years that it would need to be replaced anyway. But of course, politically, the problem there is that that is quite likely not to be acceptable to campaigners. They have said that this needs to be completely publicly owned. Another suggestion has been this idea of a compulsory purchase order of the land. Breed Smith of People Before Profit raised that again today. I'm told that that is being considered, but it would be a last resort, and that the government view here is that that would be fraught with legal issues and it would tie it up for many more years. But it seems that the political pressure on this is going to continue over the next while, because the Social Democrats are bringing a motion to the Dáil next week for the hospital to be in full public ownership. There's also a protest organised for next weekend, so there is no sign of it abating, but no immediate resolution at the moment.
And the longer it goes on, the longer it's going to take to move and build the hospital.
Yes, exactly, Gavin. And of course, another problem here is the overall eventual cost of the project. It was announced by James Riley back in 2013. Kieran Mulvey came in 2016 and agreed this operating structure for the hospital. That's since been quite contentious over the last few years. It has stalled the whole thing. But the problem is the costs are going to go up the whole time. I think the last estimate we had was €300 million. It's certainly going to be much higher than that, and it hasn't even begun yet.
Sandra, thank you.